So do you still want to play something on your guitar for a minute?
Yeah, I'll play you a song.
Your choice of instruments.
Oh, I'm going to use this guitar. This is a guitar that I bought when I came here. I've got some really good guitars, but they're all in England. So I was looking for one here, and I got one here, which was it's a Japanese Martin copy. It's a Martin Dreadnought copy, but a very good one. Well, I mean, they all look like this, but the question
it looks
is,
like a Martin,
sound,
yeah.
What do they sound like? You know, that's the point.
Right, exactly.
This is a good one. So that's what I'm going to do play that. I play more or less all the instruments, but this one is easy because I can bring it down and sit in front of it.
You still have a residence in England where you left your guitars?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the song going to be related to any of the topic we talked about?
No, it's all my songs are about love.
Okay, you said they were love and they were sad because everybody died.
And they're sad as well, too, yeah.
So we have to figure out a solution to this death.
Just checking. Okay, off we go, yeah?
Nice tone, yeah.
The silver apples of the moon bloom on trees that bear no usual fruit, cast no shade nor shaking winds that cannot blow. I see you lean against the trunk and smile. You hold an apple in your hand, and from which you take a little bite and reach it out invitingly. A question dances in your eyes, the dazzling white. What shall I do with this? The fruit of knowledge and of pain, the fruit of loss of life but gain. I take the gift, and suddenly I see the surface of the moon. Its pits and craters of despair, all smashed and broken, but your hair falls silently across your face, and with such grace you come and cover me with joy. And though I know where this will end, I bend and break, I bend and break the silver apples of the moon. You take one bite and swallow all your life, you stand renewed. But ancient laws destroyed your powers, blunted all your claws.
Sorry, there's not a big audience to clap yet.
Okay.
That was great. And it is directly related to what everything we were talking about. Because love comes back, there's a consciousness change. And then people do things different. So, you know, okay. It's interesting that you pointed out that doing things locally centered in communities that are more self-sufficient would really change the whole energy picture globally.
Of course. Yes,
and
of course.
And I agree. And in, you know, what our government says is, no, to be safe, just give up all your freedom. And what you're saying is a perfect antidote to that. Look, even better than giving up all your freedom, which is not that attractive, is to do local self-sufficiency. Every major community should be growing its own food.
Yes.
And maybe producing its own power.
And also playing good songs.
Playing their own good songs, which they have to write.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to keep you so long, but it was great. I really appreciate
it. Okay, man. Yeah.
We'll stay in touch. Yeah. And if there's anybody in the world that doesn't see it on the broadcast, maybe you can share it with them.
Okay, Richard.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah. Cheers, then. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.
Ashland Oil. We all live near Ashland Oil. Radiation's in the air, radiation's in the soil. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil. We're all dying near Ashland Oil. The oil came from Kentucky shale, the money flowed, it didn't fail. What came up with the pumping water will kill your son, will kill your daughter. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil, we're all dying near Ashland Oil. We wrote to the lawyers, addressed the nation to try and get some compensation. Radium here, radium there, deadly atoms in the air. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil, we're all dying near Ashland Oil. Our case will fail, nobody will go to jail. The legislature's bought and sold, and we'll all die before we're old. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil, we're all dying near Ashland Oil. Bishop Ralph will yell and shout, the judge will throw our experts out. Otto Raab will testify that natural background rates are high. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil, we're all dying near Ashland Oil. If you come to this part of Kentucky, you better hope that you are lucky. This is all stochastic calm, but you just wear that golden charm. Ashland Oil, Ashland Oil, death remains here in the soil.
The countess sits in her village of stone. She says she'd rather be alone. She'll never call you on the phone. The Countess, oh my love, Countess. The Countess has no need for man. She's found, she's had to, she's found she can. She once had to live in a caravan. The Countess, for my friend, the Countess. Well, the visitor, they hunt her down. Occasionally she comes to town. And one time she wore a beautiful gown. Countess, for my lord, Countess. Some see her as their guiding star. She travels by bus, she won't use a car. The Countess, for my friend, the Countess. Her glorious hair is a halo of gold. She'll always be young, she'll never get old. She cannot be bought, she'll never be sold. Countess, oh my love, Countess. She stepped from her tapestry into my dreams. She upset my countenance, she upset my schemes. She showed me that life isn't all that it seems. Countess, oh my love, Countess. Once I almost touched her heart. Like a deer in a thicket I felt her start. But her golden armor deflected the dart. Countess, oh my friend, the Countess. I went to country baked by the sun. I took them some freedom, I carried a gun. I handed out candy for everyone, and I can't understand why they hate me. I was told it was terrorist plans we would foil by setting up camps on this foreigner's soil. I'm sure that it's nothing to do with the oil, the billions of gallons beneath it. So it's just one more push for George W. Bush. Wheelchair cruise missiles take off with a whoosh. With fins of titanium and depleted uranium, we'll make the world safe and secure. Democracy's fine if you've got lots of food, but the people out here seem to be in a mood. So we'll give them Big Macs in exchange for their crude, and everyone soon will be smiling. We'll spend all these dollars on huge foreign aid, but my buddy was shot with a rocket grenade, and depleted uranium seems to have made most of the vets ill with cancer. So it's just one more push for George W. Bush. We'll cheer as cruise missiles take off with a whoosh. Fins of titanium, nose cones of uranium, we'll make the world safe and secure. Uranium is dangerous, it gets in the air, inhaled by the children, but we just don't care. If they all get leukemia and lose all their hair, we're engaged in a war against terror. I don't think we'll ever get out of this mess. The government controls both the science and the press. But the public watch soaps to escape from the stress, while the generals make nuclear weapons. So it's just one more push for George W. Bush. We'll cheer the cruise missiles as they take off with a whoosh. With fins of titanium, nose cones of uranium, we'll make the world safe and secure. We all love our country, we all love our mums. The US exported both nukes and dot-coms. Hiroshima weapons, uranium bombs. Justice and peace and real freedom. So it's just one more push for George W. Bush. We'll as cruise missiles take off with a whoosh. With fins of titanium, nose cones of uranium, we make the world safe and secure. They twirl with the music. She's wearing her sweet crazy gear. They step and move softly. This waltz is forever. He inhales her and pulls her so near. But he remembers. His arms are quite empty. A memory is all that he holds. A ghost of his precious. A bare ankle turning, fading away in the cold. He's dancing alone. They're just two together, their heads on his shoulder. Two bodies are moving as one, cutting the darkness. Bare feet on the carpet, they've both fallen into the sun. And if he keeps his eyes closed, embracing the velvet, he forgets that he's here on his own. He can still feel her near him, pretend he's not left him, and turned his poor heart into stone, and dance on alone. Creates her sweet presence, holds her again like before. It's better than nothing. You don't want reality, you don't want to open that door. You don't want to move on or shrug your old shoulders. Prescriptions, advice or relief. You you'd rather stay here with your sweet precious phantom and waltz through your loss and your grief and dance on alone. And dance on alone. And dance on alone. Scapegoat and I went for a walk just to see what we would see. The desert sand stretched far away, but we knew that we were free. We walked along an ancient path. I guess we knew what we would find. I had a map, she had her hopes. We both had left the world behind. And only say that long goodbye. I hope you know what you will do. We go to find what we have lost and to recover what is true. The desert sands, the trackless ways, the endless sun, the endless plain. Scapegoat and I walk on and on, leaving all thoughts, leaving all pain. Somewhere out there the castle stands, abandoned at the edge of time. The answer waits for us beyond all reason, beyond all rhyme. Like Jacob's dream of long ago, you are my angel and my foe. I will not fight you anymore. I could not stay, I had to go. I'll only say a long goodbye. I hope you know what you will do. We go to find what we have lost and to recover. Young, I look into the sun. I could do this trick for anyone. I have done it one too many times. I no longer recognize the sign. I look into your lovely eyes, I'm lost. I no longer recognize the cost. And when I'm hurt, I just no longer mind. Once again, oh, love has made me blind. And when I see you in the doorway, my heart stops. I try to think I'm just a passerby, and you're another person just standing in the room. But my heart fills up with laughter and then I cry. Well, I guess if what we do is what we are and defines that length of time, that distant star, well, I have lived at least 10,000 years, and I have cried at least 1,000 tears. Oh, well, now everybody knows that love is blind. If you try it, then you know what you will find. Let it be both a wonderful and soft and full of joy, but eventually they'll all be left behind. Now when I was young, I'd look into the sun. I could do this trick for anyone. I have done it far too many times, and I no longer recognize the sign. Does she love you for your money? Does she love you for your soul? However much you ask her, you know you'll never know. Why must you dissect the magic? Tragic, sad results can only follow. Say hello to Pontius Pilate. Agree there is no thing that's truth. Just hold on to her at midnight. Lay your head upon her breast. Take what you can take when you can take it. Be thankful what you have and screw the rest. Her smile is in the darkness. Her heart is out of reach. Does she love you for your body? Does she love you for your soul? However much you ask her, you know you'll never know. Her face is in the shadow, her soul is hard to see. Does she love you for your money? Does she love you for your dough? If you became a poor man, perhaps she wouldn't go. Why must you dissect the magic? Tragic, sad results can only follow. Say hello to Pontius Pilate. Agree there is no thing that's truth. Just hold on to her at midnight. Lay your head upon her breast. Take what you can take when you can take it. Be thankful what you have and screw the rest. The silver apples of the moon bloom on trees that bear no usual fruit, cast no shade nor shake in winds that cannot blow. I see you lean against a trunk and smile. you hold an apple in your hand, from which you took a little bite and reach it out invitingly. A question dances in your eyes, a dazzling white. What shall I do with this? The fruit of knowledge and of pain, the fruit of loss of life but gain, I take the gift. And suddenly I see the surface of the moon, its pits and craters of despair, all smashed and broken, but your hair falls silently across your face, and with such grace you come and cover me with joy. And though I know where this will end, I bend and break, I bend and break. The silver apples of the moon, you take one bite and swallow all your life. You stand renewed, but ancient laws have wrecked your power and blunted all your claws. My love is like the whitest rose that ever bloomed in spring, and what she gives me cannot be compared to anything. She is the dawn, the moon, the stars, and everything to me, and I will take her softness as a blanket. She is beyond the price of all the things that do exist. She has my heart, my soul, my being, I just cannot resist. She fills my every moment, whether she is there or not, and I will lose myself inside the wonder. I stand beneath the cold white sun and gaze into her eyes. I warm my hands beneath her dress, beneath that soft disguise. I pray my body like a poor drowning man. She burns my heart and system with a flame. My love is like the whitest rose that ever bloomed in spring, and what she gives me cannot be compared to anything. She is the dawn, the moon, the stars, and everything to me, and I will take her softness as a blanket.